On the show today, we have Ohio Healthcare Federal Credit Union CEO Bill Butler talking about their highly successful and quite unique loan participation plan. So check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
How are you, Bill?
I'm doing terrific. How about you, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I appreciate it. Hey, you guys have a pretty cool loan participation plan going there at your credit union where you've partnered with a couple of other Ohio healthcare credit unions. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Sure. It's brand new to us.
Okay.
We're an $80 million credit union, and we have had significant success on the loan origination side, and our loan-to-share ratio was hit 90%. And when you hit 90%, you're essentially in a liquidity crunch at that point.
Yeah.
Time. Regulators were all over us in some respect because that's a very high loan-to-share ratio.
Yeah.
So what we did is we went to our liquidity plan. In the liquidity plan, we have bullet points. You can raise funds in a number of different ways, and one of those happens to be participation, selling loans to other financial institutions.
Wow.
So we said, well, what if we tried that? And there are 10 other hospital credit unions in Ohio. And so we've got an affinity to these hospital credit unions. We serve the same type of member.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, what if we reached out to some of the smaller hospital credit unions? Of course, you can go to the call report. You can look at their loan share ratios.
Right.
Many small credit unions, including these hospital credit unions, they're struggling getting their loan-to-share ratio over 60%, many of them 50% and less. And so it just seemed like a good fit that we reach out to them and say, what if we collaborated? The whole one of the concepts is collaborating with your fellow healthcare credit.
Yeah.
And everybody's encouraging us to do that.
Yeah.
So this is a very concrete way in which we could get this done. And I sent out a letter to 10 of the, there's 10 altogether, so 9 other credit unions received my letter and say, what if we did this?
Mm-hmm.
And 2 of them said, we'll take you up on it.
Yeah.
And it's been nothing but a blast. We started from scratch. Of course, we had done participations ourselves with some commercial lending kind of things, QSOs and things like that. We got out of them. So I actually had some participation agreements that I could kind of look at that we had used in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We engaged our attorney, had him draft up a non-disclosure agreement, had that person draft a master loan participation agreement. We started this way back in April of this year,
mm-hmm.
and a number of different pieces have to be in place so that you do it correctly. And
right.
So we got the attorneys involved, shared the information with these two hospital credit unions. They shared it with their boards. Everybody got kind of excited because they could see that this would be beneficial to them as well as to us.
No doubt.
So there was quite a bit of back and forth. I can tell you, Mike, I was totally impressed by my fellow hospital credit union CEOs. They had significant due diligence. They were very thorough in the way they approached this. They dug into it. The boards asked great questions. So we had 3 or so months worth of nothing but back and forth, sharing documents, sharing ideas. We had a couple conference calls. I shared with them what we were considering. We put together some portfolios that they could look at and say, mm-hmm. if we did this, we think we can get you approximately $500,000. That's about how many dollars we had available to us.
Right.
We chose to be very straightforward and upfront, and kind of the first pass, we wanted to make sure that this was going to be something that would be good for everybody.
Yeah.
So we stuck strictly to direct auto loans, and new and used. And so they had a chance to take a look at those. We put parameters around those portfolios. They had some input as to, we won't take anything with an LTV over 100% or a DTI over 40%. So we had the ability to set parameters. We went into our portfolio. We have some nice tools where we can do the analysis, and we came up with a couple quality portfolios for them. And we just kept progressing through the summer. And everybody says, this is a go. And so on August 17th, we grabbed the two portfolios that we thought would work for them. We were shooting for a certain weighted average rate for them, mm-hmm. As well as a seasonality. This is actually one of the funnest things for me, because both of those two hospital CEOs came here in Columbus. One's actually up in Toledo, Mercy Health Partners, and that's a 2.5-hour drive down here to Columbus. And the other gal was from Atrium Credit Union, and that's in Dayton. And she needed to drive up about 1.5 hours. So 10 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden these two gals show up. And we had binders like this with approximately 50 loans each, that for a due diligence perspective, to make sure the regulators were comfortable with it, their task was, once we let them loose, they had to go through each and every one of those loan files, review all the loan documents as if they were doing the credit run underwriting themselves. And so it was a lot of fun, because there was a lot of activity. I had my senior lending officers, my VP of lending here, to help them if they weren't understanding what we did with a particular loan, why we approved it. They were here. So there was a ton of energy that went into that day. And right at 4:30, they nailed it. They went through all 50 loans, and they were extremely thorough. It was a very impressive day, and that then determined the portfolio that they were choosing. In fact, there were a couple instances that they said, "I would not make this loan. Can I have something in replacement of that loan?" That was a little bit of a struggle, because we had to pull it out of the portfolio and find one that had characteristics that mm-hmm. they would accept, mm-hmm. and try to keep them around $500,000. But we pulled it off. And so at 4:30 that afternoon, they said, "These are our portfolios." They were very happy. We were very happy. And it was actually that day the transaction took place. The general ledger entries were established. There's a lot of that goes into it, because you have to have it down to a penny. You can't do much at all of this stuff, because it's hitting general ledgers,
right.
And you have to have it perfect. So we pulled it off that day, and it was a lot of fun.
That is impressive. So since then, how has your credit union benefited? How have they benefited? Do you have any results?
Well, you know, we're only one into it. And so after Labor Day, I think it was September 4th, Tuesday of September 4th, was the first time that we actually did a settlement.
Yeah.
So we had to identify in their loan portfolios, the 100 loans that they both purchased, mm-hmm. identify payments, identify interest earned, interest paid, as well as doing an interest accrual. But on September 5th, we actually did our first settlement. We exchanged funds. And they were able to book income for the first time on their books for this portfolio.
That's awesome.
And I think it surprised everybody that it actually worked. And everybody's feeling really very good about it.
So since then, do you have any more takers? Or are you going back to the other original credit unions and saying, "Hey, it's working really well for these two. You want back in?" Or
no, this is our test case.
Oh, okay.
We're going to let this thing run. Probably for, my guess is, at least another year before we were able to. And we have to replace those loans. We just took out $1 million out of, we have a $65 million loan portfolio still, taking out $1 million. We then have to, the idea is then we now have $1 million worth of cash that we can then go and lend again.
Exactly.
And if we could get into a cycle where we bump up to 90% loan to share ratio, one credit I have to give is our loan department is awesome. They originate really good loans. They're very good lenders. So if we can continue to originate loans where we're still at 90%, let's say we bump up to like 92%, mm-hmm. well, that would be a trigger where we say to our partners, "Do you need loans?" And they say, "Yes, we still need loans." And their portfolio that they just bought will be winding down.
Right, right.
So they'll say, "Yeah, we'll take another $500,000 of them." Then I can then get the cash and continue. If we could get into a cycle, it'd be pretty cool. That's the goal, if it'll work out.
Oh my gosh, how much, I don't want to say fun, but I mean, I think you said it really cool, you know, because it works so well for everybody involved.
Yeah, it really does. It does, yep.
And so, I mean, is this, I mean, is it, it's my understanding that this type of participatory, oh my gosh, participation. Oh, it's Monday. Participation doesn't happen that often with credit unions your size. Is that true? Or is, I mean, it's a pretty unique thing, huh?
Yeah, it really is. We have, as a smaller credit union, we have purchased loans, particularly in commercial lending. We joined a CUSO so that we could participate in commercial lending. So we have bought loans, but we've never sold loans. So,
right.
But even on that commercial lending, we got out of that. That was just something I wasn't comfortable with. But for a credit union our size to actually sell loans, that is very unique.
Again,
even a credit union our size having a 90% loan to share ratio is pretty unique also. So you have to have both. You have to be lending like crazy in order to make it work.
Wow. Sounds like you guys have that down pat. So what goals do you have for your credit union implementing this program? Because it sounds like it's working pretty well right now.
A couple of goals. We've already, in a sense, accomplished a couple of goals.
Okay.
We've established a collaboration among a couple of hospital credit unions here in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
We belong to the Healthcare Credit Union Association, which is an association of healthcare credit unions throughout the nation. Something like 80 hospital credit unions belong to this association. And if we as hospital credit unions can find ways that we collaborate, well, I think it's better for everybody. And this is just a small example. I think it can be replicated among other hospital credit unions. So that's one of the big big goals I have is to develop a kind of a test case, proof of concept to say, if we thought outside the box in a way, maybe we can make things like this work.
Yeah, a nice little template.
Yeah, and you know, the all the thought leaders, whether it's the leagues or CUNA, they're all saying, you guys got to collaborate. You got to collaborate. Well, collaboration
is not
that easy.
Yeah, you're
right. But here we are. We found a little niche, and maybe that would help us continue to find ways that we can work together. And then, of course, I need cash. So another goal is I got to raise cash in some manner, or else I actually have to stop lending because I can't go beyond pretty much 90%.
Right.
The regulators pretty much told me that.
Yeah.
One of your avenues in a liquidity crunch is to stop lending. We don't want to do that.
Right. You want to be there for the members.
And then the other goal is, can we find a way that those hospital credit unions who are smaller, who are struggling with loan originations, help them with their loan to share ratio as well as their net income.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be fun to see their call report in September, because you will see the impact of our participation.
Yeah. And speaking of kind of like spreading this, I mean, creating a template and then spreading it to all the other credit unions involved, I mean, what advice do you have for other credit unions who may want to do something like this, especially ones that are your side? Because I heard that, you know, credit unions that are bigger, you know, that they do this type of stuff every now and then. But again, your size doesn't happen too often. So what advice do you have for other credit unions who may want to embark on something like this?
Well, start lending.
Get to 90%.
Get all the loans out there that you can, quality loans. I'll throw that in there too. Make sure you get your policies in place so that becomes available to you. If you have any desire to do this, start to work on some of the legal documents. But then I think the biggest thing is, this is a proof of concept that I think is going to say to people, this is doable. This can actually be done. And a lot of times these things seem like they're out of reach, and so people don't even entertain them. I'm hoping that this will be a proof of concept that people can say, hey, it's been done, it can be done, and we just now have to execute.
Right. And it's being done well. That's the other thing, you know?
I can't say, I'd have to agree. It's being done well.
Yeah, I think it sounds like you guys have got it kind of nailed. So I would be interested to see as well, you know, down the road how it works. So maybe we'll do a part two interview, see how it's going for you guys.
That's great. I'd enjoy that.
Okay, sounds good, Bill. Well, on that note, I'll let you get back to work.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for inviting me. This was fun. This is a first for me.
Well, let's do it again. We'll make it number two.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much, Bill. And keep up the good work, all right? That's really good stuff you guys are doing.
All right, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.